Here's another audio-only podcast. Let's expand the liabilities section in the same way that we expanded the asset section. Now, again, in the real world out there, there's a whole bunch of different ways that liabilities can be divided up. We're going to divide them up in a relatively simple way. We're just going to have two categories, which are current liabilities and other liabilities. Again, outside world, you could see current liabilities, long-term liabilities, other liabilities. There are lots of different ways of splitting up reality. And what I'm showing you is just one, but trust me, it's the one that's always going to work on exams in this class. So let's start with the first category, which is current liabilities. Now, current liabilities are things that are going to require cash in the near future. And so it's the things that are going to be like somebody sends you an invoice. It's going to be things like there's a note that you have due. And so it's always going to be these quick things that you have to use cash for. Let's go ahead and look at a couple of quick examples. The first one is going to be accounts payable. Accounts payable are the flip side of accounts receivable. That's an invoice you actually receive, accounts payable. And you have plenty of these about the house. Anytime you receive a phone bill or something along those lines, you're dealing with an account payable. Now, that's something which you need to go ahead and pay now. Now, there's an alternate to account payable, and it's something that's called a note payable, which is a little bit different. Accounts payable, you can think of it as something that's due relatively short term. You're making a single payment. Notes payable are things that you commonly will make a couple of payments on, but are going to be due in total within a year. Best example that I have of the distinction between an account payable and a note payable was in a personal example of mine. When we first moved to Portland, we hadn't received a water bill for a while, about a year or so, and we were suspicious. So we ended up calling the city and saying, hey, we haven't received a water bill in a while. Could you go ahead and send one? And they said, sure, and then didn't. And so 6 months later, we decided to ask again, and we asked them to send us a water bill, and they did. So they sent us a water bill for about $1,500 and said that we had 3 days to pay. Now, that initial bill that they gave us was actually an accounts payable. Now, we were a little bit shocked, so we called them up and said, no, we can't pay this in 3 days. How about we split this up over three payments? And they said, sure. Now, once we took that account payable, pay up in 3 days, and we turned it into a note payable, which is, let's go ahead and make three payments on it. So you can see that both of those things are going to be using, you know, requiring cash in the very near future, but both of those things are going to be things which are relatively short term. Now, besides those two examples, we also have things like advance payments that your customers have made to you. This is an example of something like a retainer. Retainers are going to be some very good things. These are going to be things where you ask somebody to go ahead and give you $10,000 up front. And the reason why you want this is because it actually makes it really easy to collect bills from folks. So the way a retainer works is someone pays you a lump of money up front, and every single month or periodically when a deliverable is due, you send them an invoice, and you deduct the amount of the invoice from the amount that's there in the retainer. And what they're supposed to do is fill the retainer back up every single month. And then once you get to the end of the contract, either you drain the retainer down the entire way, or you just go ahead and return the balance to them. And basically what a retainer does is just make sure that you get paid on time. Now, this represents a current liability, because what it is, it's going to require a use of cash from you. I mean, you could have to give it back to the client. The other things that are there are certain kinds of accrued expenses. So, for example, sometimes balance sheets are made before you've actually gone ahead and written the checks to folks, your employees, and you'll see some accrued expenses there. And by accrued, I mean that you count them, you know that they are expense, but you haven't quite gotten around to writing a check yet, which is one of the ways you can start thinking about who you owe money to. So again, current liabilities. These are going to be the category that you're likely to see out in the real world, and instead of breaking it up into other categories, we're simply going to have one other category, our other residual category, which is going to be other liabilities. And this is going to hold absolutely everything else. You can think of this as where your mortgages go. This is where your car loans go. Everything else is going to go in the other category as long as it's not going to be a current asset. So then to reiterate, Our liabilities are just going to be the things that your firm owes other people. Current liabilities are supposed to be items which require cash in the very near future. Other liabilities are going to be absolutely everything else.